From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday under much heavier security. The opening comes 12 days after the airport's departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels airline flights will depart from Brussels' main airport.
We have consciously opted for a limited offer that can evolve gradually over time. The airport will only be accessible by car or by taxi during the first days. Other modes of transport will be made available as soon as possible. All vehicles, private or taxis, must use front park P2 of the airport.
32 people were killed and dozens others were wounded in attacks at the airport March 22nd. One of two suicide bombers damaged the departure hall. A third bomber blew himself up at a Brussels subway station. The Belgian government reached a deal with police unions late Friday after they threatened to strike unless certain security measures were taken. Police had complained about what they say has been lax security at the airport. Officials in Syria said Saturday that the army had found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after the city was recaptured from Islamic State militants. Authorities said the grave contained at least 40 bodies, including women and children. Some of the bodies had been beheaded, others were shot. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Islamic State had executed close to 300 people during its nearly 10-month occupation of Palmyra and buried them on the outskirts of the city. This is VOA.